producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And now, a message from Anonymous.
Is mightier than the sword. the Anonymous, the Legion, and the State of the Union, he is a fraud.
Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
First day of January, 2015. Now taking live to the Central Texas Command Center.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Congressman Walter Jones had rescheduled a few days ago with a lot of breaking intel on the 9/11 missing pages that they're trying to ferret out with a new law. Massive intel on moves to begin impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama. We'll get his take on the State of the Union. The congressman from North Carolina will be joining us today. I want to do an in-depth report at the bottom of the hour on just how deadly this flu vaccine is and how it doesn't protect the public, because Anthony Gucciardi was in studio but got cut short to about 10 minutes. So I want him to present that full analysis at the bottom of this hour. I want to open the phones up to get your take on the so-called State of the Union. I think the big vote here is no confidence in the system. Record low numbers, Nielsen is reporting, for the State of the Union. So people just aren't tuning in to hear the bull. But then they take these statements and then pepper them throughout newscasts and newspapers everywhere and bombard the public with the lies that you're going to get free tuition, just like you get free high school. The first 12 grades, primary school is not free and is one of the biggest boondoggles out there. That's what property taxes and all these other systems are, that turn landowners, homeowners into renters. So let me just explain something. Public school is not free. And it's been government money. We had one of the best education systems in the world. This is on record. Anybody can look it up. It was undisputed until about the 60s. We had the best health care system in the world, undisputed, until the 70s. British, Dutch, Japanese royalty, the Emperor of Japan, the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands, Prince Bernhard, when they would come here, they would get their surgeries and their medical care done in Houston, Texas, in New York, New York, in Washington, D.C., in Los Angeles, California, not in their countries. Now they get their health care in Switzerland or in Germany because they've got straight-up socialist health care for poor people. You pay massive amounts of taxes, but then they've got second-tier health care for people that are rich. It's very high quality. They're getting rid of that here, basically. This is a giant galactic screw job, and his State of the Union just made my head spin. I kind of want to invite David Knight, though he's not here yet because he was up until 11 last night, in to give me his take on the State of the Union and to go over all the different lies, the carbon taxes, the racial division pushing, just all of it. I ended up just sitting back and watching them do a great job last night. It was first-rate 3 hours of live coverage. I, of course, shot the anonymous novelty piece, because anybody can say they're anonymous, and we do represent and speak for a lot of white hat hackers that are standing up against tyranny who routinely come on the show, some of them public, some of them not public, some of them the first hacker, Captain Crunch, and others. So, yes, we were not trying to deceive anyone. It's obviously me and the Guy Fawkes mask doing the anonymous piece, and I will be making announcements in the person of Anonymous. In fact, I was thinking about a contest we could have for the best anonymous message, where you dress up, you do an anonymous piece on the street or at a theater or in front of a television set, you know, sitting there in a chair, however you want to do it, for the best anonymous message to point out you are anonymous, you are the people. And anonymous activism is one of the most powerful forms out there. But my anonymous piece is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. First off, Obama called for civility, then immediately taunts Republicans. Most divisive president in history, says the Washington Times. I agree with that statement. That was his job, was to balkanize the people so the foreign offshore banks could loot the nation while we were busy fighting with each other. Why do you think George Soros has funded $33 million to stir up racial animus and to make revolution about throwing Molotov cocktails at the police? Because if we descend into anarchy before reforming the system, as Ron Paul and others have said, this will give the collectivists a leg up to bring in total control to the crisis that they lit the fuse on. Very simple equation. Do we endorse the police state? No. Did we pioneer exposing it? Yes. Do we dance to George Soros and the Justice Department's weaponized cultural tune of hating groups of people and getting in mindless fights with them? No. We are outside the paradigm, studying enemy operations and showing the public the hat trick. And that includes the police, not just the public. And the police are extremely receptive. Why would the American people want to be manipulated into a culture war and a physical war with local government when local government represents us and we should take it back over peacefully from the globalists? They can't stop us if we move against them. with ideas. They're bulletproof, to quote V, who basically paraphrases Victor Hugo, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. No army. As I've said 1,000 times, I'll say it again. Most violent revolutions fail or create something worse. In fact, almost all of them. Most of the American Revolution in 1776 was not physical. 3% started it, 5% won it against an empire who'd never been defeated. We lost almost every battle, but we won the hearts and minds in the end, and the King of England had to sue for peace. It was a culture war, but they wouldn't let the patriots deliver the newspapers, the Federalist Papers, the Committees of Correspondence, and so it had to be defended by arms. 7 years of perseverance in the face of an empire that defeated the French, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Austrians, the Dutch, the Russians, and everyone else. We defeated it because we had superior ideas. And we have superior ideas right now. We got a handful of aces, all four of them. Nobody can beat that hand. But you got to play the hand. You got to know you have the hand. The enemy knows we have the hand, and they are you-know-what in bricks. Because they know the light of liberty that burns in our hearts and our minds is infectious. Let's start getting into the State of the Union before I get into all the other news. Obama, community college, should be free. We'll get to that. And he's speaking to young people that play on their iPads all day and everything's paid for by mommy and daddy. They have no idea. They have no future. They want to sucker them in just like they put all the federal money into education, driving up the price of it. When you put free money into it, it's not free. It inflates the cost. And there's not even an economy or an industry for 90%+ of those jobs. Now, I was telling you that 20 years ago. Rush Limbaugh was telling you that 30 years ago. It's just a fact. And I'm not poo-pooing if you have a college degree. Great. The point is, good luck building a world, building a life with most of those degrees. Yeah, a law degree, yeah, if you're a good lawyer. Yeah, doctor, you need it. Yeah, mathematician, engineer. You only need the degrees to get into those societies, those organizations. But past those, you're not getting a job. Criminal justice, yeah, I guess that's going to get bigger. But it doesn't matter. The society itself is falling apart. But the first clip is Obama taunting Republicans. Then we'll come back and get to Obama and his community college statement. And then John Bowne did a short boil down on who really wins as America loses, the Millionaires Club, people that have made hundreds of millions of dollars since joining Congress. They're almost all Democrats. I'm not saying the Republicans are wonderful. They're part of the same system. The point is the Democrats are the leaders of the pack. Who sung that 50 song? The leader of the pack. They're in there. They run the show, and they're making major bank, and they're exempt from everything they put on us. Insider trading, Obamacare. I mean, this is galactic-level hypocrisy in our face. Let's go to Obama taunting.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda
is to destroy America for the bankers who hate freedom.
I know, because I won both of them.
Yeah, you've really dumbed America down and ran against straw men.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a winner. Yeah, you're a real winner, Obama. Isn't that funny? It's all Comedy Central now.
My only agenda for the next 2 years is the same as the one I've had since the day I swore an oath on the steps.
Yeah, that's to increase the middle class that you've cut in half?
To do what I believe is best for America.
Oh, you care about us. I'm going to throw up. I use that term too much. I'm going to throw up. But and then Boehner's back there. And I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, that he would suddenly start giving these hardcore anti-Obama speeches. Because everybody knows he's a total fake and he's hanging on by his fingernails. So he's back there staring at Obama that he plays golf with and drinks with and smokes cigarettes with and does other things with. I'll guarantee you, those two are a piece of work. And in the Secret Service words about Obama, you wouldn't believe it, Alex. That's Bongino on air, but I've been told by other Secret Service, they just said, you wouldn't believe it. No, I'd believe it. We know what we're dealing with here. Deviants that want to screw over society. They get off on breaking the country. They hate us. They want to dominate us.
What's the best way to keep secret from somebody? Well, you give them something that they want so bad that they don't care what you're hiding.
The year is 2007, and 20% of the state of California is employed in real estate.
We live in a capitalistic nation of kings and prey upon the greed of the selfish pawns.
Based on a true story.
We created the American dream, where everybody could qualify for one of these loans.
Americons. In select theaters, January 23rd.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bringing the stuff, another word for nothing left to lose.
There's a video we're going to post up to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in a few minutes. It's 2 minutes of John Boehner's disgusting micro expressions during the State of the Union, where he was sitting behind Obama looking like he was passing gallbladder stones. And it's all part of an act that he doesn't like Obama, when he's the one that won't repeal Obamacare, that's illegal, that's a fraud, that's a giant scam that we were lied to on every front. Now the IRS says they will garnish wages and grab bank accounts and hold back tax refunds, but won't give you advice when you call them about how to comply with Obamacare. Isn't that Kafkaesque? That's the book of the trial where he's in a trial not knowing what he's even accused of. That's what totalitarianism is, where you can't even comply because they won't even tell you what the unconstitutional regulations are, what the policies are. Well, here is Obama saying he will veto. Well, not if there's a big majority. He can't. You can get that past him. Obama basically saying that he will veto anything that tries to repeal the Screwjob Act known as Obamacare. Here it is.
We can't put the security of families at risk by taking away their health insurance or unraveling the new rules on Wall Street or refighting past battles on immigration when we've got to fix a broken system. And if a bill comes to my desk that tries to do any of these things, I will veto it. It will have earned my veto.
Now, did you hear that on the immigration issue? No law has been passed. The laws say you can't have open borders or legalize illegals by fiat. You haven't even signed an executive order specifically with that. You just ordered the Border Patrol to give them vouchers and complete the, quote, smuggling process, to quote the Border Patrol. So if Congress tries to pass another law blocking you, you'll veto that. I mean, you're seeing total lawlessness in everyone's face. Boehner clearly has been blackmailed. If you think our economy shut down under Obamacare starting to phase in, imagine when the carbon taxes hit that are already hitting California by fiat, which you also talked about. Let's go to this next clip. This is Obama on how community college should be as, quote, free and universal in America as high school. Primary education costs about 10% of our GDP, if you look it up. Healthcare is another seventh. That's doubling, so now it'll be basically one-fifth. I mean, they're just taking the economy over and then special interests administer it and siphon off the tax money. That's why big corporations are behind Obamacare. That's why they're behind all these regulations to shut down small companies. This is a takeover. And that's why they got bipartisan support to keep Obamacare in place, because 47% increase in profits in 1 year for global insurance companies just on the American people's backs. It's set to go up that much this year. You're talking almost a 100% increase in profits. Oh, I'm sorry. It's sick. Let's go to this clip.
By the end of this decade, 2 in 3 job openings will require some higher education. 2 in 3. And yet we still live in a country where too many bright, striving Americans are priced out of the education they need.
It's total horse crap.
It's not fair to them. And it's sure not smart for our future.
Oh, no.
And that's why I'm sending this Congress a bold new plan to lower the cost of community college to zero.
To zero. That's pure bull. It doubles it in the second half. I mean, just with debt. And then you sign on to a debt package. Another screw job from the gangster. People love being gamed, though. They love being pimped.
Keep in mind, 40% of our college students choose community college. Some are young and starting out. Some are older and looking for a better job. Some are veterans and single parents trying to transition back into the job
market. Veterans, it gets paid for, all of us.
Whoever you are.
More lies.
This plan is your chance to graduate ready for the new economy without a load of debt.
The new economy.
Understand, you've got to earn it. You've got to keep your grades up and graduate on time. Tennessee, a state with Republican leadership.
All right, let's shut it down. I don't want to hear anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States has more college graduates per capita than we've ever had. Everyone, you know, thinks it's like this badge of power. I love how many people are bagging groceries at local HEB food stores that have 2 or 3 degrees, and then they'll look down their nose at me because, oh, you didn't get a college degree? Yeah, sorry, I was taking RTF. I was making, you know, 90s, 95s, but it was all 10-year-old information. So I went and just did it myself. See, I'm successful. Oh, that isn't the badge of any success. Living in a 400-square-foot apartment with cockroaches the size of chihuahuas with a giant debt for your degrees you can't pay off is winning? Well, you know what? Call me a big fat loser.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation.
In the top,
this is InfoWar.
And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this land to promised land to show you everyone.
Gentlemen, I want to continue with the State of the Union analysis here for a few minutes. Then we're going to get into some incredibly important health news and show TV viewers all the documentation. Radio listeners can just write down these headlines and Google them on the NSA two-way database themselves. You can also go to Infowars.com/show and find the free video feed right now. Please don't forget that how we reach more people in this weaponized war against the globalists, in this weaponized media where we use truth, the system uses disinformation and lies, is you, the listener, taking the link to the free podcast, the free live video feeds, and more, and sending it out to friends and family. And last night, we were watching the nightly news, the three-hour extended coverage on iPhones and Androids. It was working really wonderfully. The crew did an amazing job. The reporters did an incredible job. I am so blessed to be in the midst of such great company and to see our organization getting more and more focused, more and more professional, more and more prolific as our output increases as we try to oppose the globalist disinformation system. With great success, it is a true blessing. So I want to thank all of you out there that do support InfoWars.com, who are PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news subscribers, and who also promote and support our local AM and FM affiliates and more. We salute you. So continuing here with the State of the Union, carbon taxes are wonderful. You're going to get free college now, even though that's not what the plan even says, and that's admitted. You just pay in the second half of it with interest. Also, Obama, again, taunted the Republicans. And John Bound put together this report that's online with the graphics and the numbers from Congress. 15 politicians in the State of the Union gallery still win when America loses. Average politician in Congress is not remotely similar to the typical American in terms of wealth. And of the 15, almost all of them are Democrats. John Delaney, Democrat, $111 million plus. And by the way, they hide most of their money. Jay Rockefeller, $108 million. How about trillions? He's the head of it now. David's kind of faded off. So, I mean, we're talking trillions. Oh, he has $108 million. Yeah, and I'm an Easter Bunny. Mark Warner, $95 million. Jared Polis, all Democrats, $73 million. Richard Blumenthal, $62 million. Scott Peters, $54 million. Democrat. He keeps going. And I'm not involved in class warfare here. If you made $1 billion with a great widget or a great idea, more power to you. You're going to own homes and cars and aircraft and employ hundreds of people, thousands of people. We need more nouveau riche, rich people that will want to live in nice neighborhoods and want to plant big trees and want to build institutions and museums and libraries. Good old-fashioned rich people that built this country with their ideas. Most of them came from nowhere, if you study where real rich people come from. They come from the grassroots innovators. Some from blue collar, some from white collar. Some from farmers, some the sons of lawyers or daughters of sea captains. You make $1 billion coming out with a book, more power to you. But when you make your money off government contracts and insider deals and insider trading, like John Boehner's doing with Obamacare that he makes millions a year off of, with his insurance stocks going up, you're a criminal. I don't care if Congress 6 years ago got caught and then passed a law. It'd be like if they caught the Texas legislature collectively kidnapping children and barbecuing them, hypothetically. I'm not saying that's happening. Hypothetically, something extreme. Or let's say they caught the legislature in a bipartisan fashion dealing methamphetamine. And then the legislature got together and passed a law saying it's legal for us to deal methamphetamine. It's hypocrisy. It isn't legal when the president doesn't, like Milhouse Nixon said, Richard M. Nixon. It's a load of horse pucky. Or as we say in Texas, of prunes. So let's go to John Bound's brief report. Here it is. It's on InfoWars.com. Get it out to everybody.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
The average member of Congress is worth 18 times the average American household, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. The average net worth of a lawmaker is $1,029,505 in 2013, a 2.5% increase from 2012, whereas the average American's household is worth $56,355. Not only that, but 50.8% of Congress are millionaires. While the median net worth of an American family has declined by nearly one-third between 2007 and 2013, members of Congress have recovered quite well from the recession. The Senate's median net worth went from $2.3 million to $2.8 million over that period, while for members of the House, the numbers went from $708,500 to $843,507. Overall, CRP's annual analysis of lawmakers' financial statements once again shows that they are not remotely similar to the typical American in terms of wealth, investments, and economic security. Whether voters elect them because they are successful or because people of modest means do not run, or for other reasons, is unclear. But struggling Americans should not assume that their elected officials understand their circumstances.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream.
Matters mentally ill.
It's important.
Okay, and let's, in fact, I want Bound to do a larger analysis off the numbers because I've just seen the wealth numbers over the years and know it to be a fact. Plus, I have the list here. It's almost all Democrats that are worth hundreds of millions. The only reason that the general Congress is only worth a couple million each on average is because the Republicans who are there, who are grassroots Tea Party people, usually have a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank. So they're averaging that low number to the Democrats with hundreds of millions. I mean, you look at Harry Reid, pretty much his entire family is given giant no-bid contracts. It's like the vice president's son was given control over the largest gas company that was state-run a few months ago in Ukraine. And just his position in the company was estimated, in reports we covered here on air, at $4 billion. He just got out of college 2 years ago. You get out of college, and you're worth $4 billion. He's on the board. He's got a position in the company now, estimated at $4 billion. He looks like a possum that got caught eating on a dead cow or something. I'm sorry, just look at that demon. These people are hardcore mafias laughing at you and your family, telling you you're going to get free health care and free this and that. It's all a load of pure lies. Now, I'm going to get more into the State of the Union and play a bunch of clips at the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up in the first half of the next hour to get your take on the State of the Union. Because just because almost no one watched it, we still have to decipher it, break it down, and show the lies. And we're going to be doing more of that on the nightly news tonight as well, with the numbers themselves side by side. Also coming up, Edward Snowden says iPhones are loaded with secret spyware. He also said that birds live in nests. Mm-hmm. Did you note that he said that water was wet? And that cows are, they'll moo, and the mommies have milk? Wow, thank you, Snowden. I mean, this has been known forever. It's in the Telecommunications Act of 96 that all this would be put into the phones. It's a computer that watches everything you do, tracks everything you do, including your heart rate. Oh, yeah, even if you don't turn the apps on, it's tracking your heart rate, everything you're doing. It is a government spy robot that you pay to attach to yourself. I'm just being honest with everybody. I mean, just no, but oh my gosh, it turns out the FBI is running spy fake cell towers stealing data. Just a year ago, they said it didn't exist and called people conspiracy theorists, because that's what you do to an enemy. You give an enemy disinfo. You teach them 2 + 2 = 5. You get on the air and say, I'm not a communist, I'm Bill Ayers. What's that red star on your website? A lot of people have red stars, Alex. And weak-minded people on YouTube, it's a small number, but a large minority, think I lost the debate because Bill Ayers bald-faced, shoveled baloney at people. We're going to take that interview and take everything he said and then show him to be deceptive. That interview yesterday was phase one. You'll see how we skin cats around here. These things must be done delicately. Quote, the Wicked Witch of the East from the Yellow Brick Road saga, The Wizard of Oz. Now, we're going to get into that as well today. We're also going to break down the really important news, but I do have an angle on this. The NFL has found that there were bad balls. And we're talking about, not about Boehner not having the will to stand up for America and having no inflatables. We're talking about the New England Patriots, who are famous for cheating. But that's just because they've been caught. The refs checked the balls, and so they must have been complicit. I mean, I'm sorry. But this isn't something that matters, see? This shouldn't be the big story, but it is. So don't worry. We'll carry it for you and cover it. We have a big angle coming out in the next hour that Kit Daniels is working on. The real evidence is that the refs are cheating on key plays for the mafia. And that's in FBI files, but those investigations got killed. We're going to post the video proof of that at InfoWars.com the next hour. Now, shifting to Anthony Gucciardi, and he's here in studio with us right now to break down the latest flu news and the fact that they admit the flu vaccine is not helping anybody, but their answer is, as we played a clip of a nurse yesterday, get more shots. So we're going to be breaking that down right now. And will you guys bring me a couple of bottles of Ancient Defense in here? I need to take some out of the other studio. Anthony Gucciardi, break this down for us.
So what's really interesting is I've never heard anyone talk about this before, ever. And we talked about it on air when the Ebola crisis was going on. I wrote an article about it. Something called mannose-binding lectins. And I think this solves the entire answer to how do we defend against virtually all viruses, you know, cold, flu. And also it serves to answer the question, what is immunity? And how do we know if we're actually immune to these diseases? And ultimately, what it comes down to is you have the ability inherently, genetically, to produce something called mannose-binding lectins. And these things basically go ahead and attack the cell walls of viruses. And if the cell wall is destroyed, then obviously your body, your immune system, which is creating these things, can destroy the virus.
And we're going to skip this network break because I got you in here late, but isn't it discriminatory against viruses to take them out?
It's absolutely very racist against viruses. You should probably just let them destroy you and use you as a host body to spread and ruin humanity.
Well, I should just take 20 of the flu shots if they don't protect me and only lower my immunity in the studies. Shouldn't I do what the nurse said?
Well, I've got good news. If you eat regular food and you take your vaccines, you're not producing any of these mannose-binding lectins. So what happens is you're going to get sick and you're going to die. You're going to do your purpose. You're going to let the virus thrive in your body and wipe out everyone else.
Because David Rockefeller said there's too many of us.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Okay, I get it.
Depopulation. Well, what it comes down to, and by the way, all of this is on government websites, and that's what's so interesting to me. This is from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, which we always reference because, you know, it's actually from Congress. It's considered the best, the gold standard. You know, Harvard worships it. And here they say, what is a mannose-binding lectin deficiency? Mannose-binding lectin deficiency is a condition that affects the immune system. People with this condition have low levels of immune system protein called mannose-binding lectin in their blood. These individuals are prone to recurrent infections, including infections of the upper respiratory tract and other body systems. They go on to say, in various other things we're going to get to, that you will be more likely to contract and die of pneumonia. You will get the flu and potentially die from it. Virtually every single disease, the cold, if you have a lack of mannose-binding lectins, you will have the common cold, you will get the flu, you will get pneumonia, and if you have a severe deficiency, you will die of those conditions. Also, they found that rats that are given extra doses of these actually are immune to Ebola completely. So this is how powerful this is.
And you have all those studies. We'll show them to TV viewers and list them here on air. And so they're saying take more flu shots. In fact, cue up that nurse if you can, even though it doesn't protect you. But then they won't tell the public what's in the government's own PubMed studies about herbs and things that are known that actually have these in them.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So you can't just take a supplement of mannose-binding lectins, right? You have to activate them in your own genetic code. For millions of thousands or whatever years you believe, we have had these autoimmune boosting attack formations in our body, this mannose-binding lectins, and that's how we've survived for so
long. We've had the racist.
Yes. We've had the racist genes that promote these. And then scientists are freaking out saying, why are we getting sick so much? And they found it's because our gene systems that produce these mannose-binding lectins are being turned off. And they say we have no idea why, right? They say it's definitely environmental, as in something from the air or the food or the water, but they don't know what. Well, check it out. it's because our genes are being shut down. And they say, well, you know, what's damaging our genes? How about virtually everything, but mainly Monsanto's Roundup, which is in everything we eat, and pesticides. And here's a very recent study.
You're not joining Chuck Norris warning people about Roundup, are you?
Oh, I know. And virtually
so extreme.
53 million people that signed a petition to fight against Monsanto as well pretty recently, too.
Well, they're obviously extremists as well.
Obvious extremists. Genetic damage in soybean workers exposed to pesticides. And they go on to say that genotoxic and mutagenic effects of pesticides were observed in soybean farm workers. And we have 182,000...
So what's wrong with having a mutagenic reaction in your cells and getting cancer?
Oh, exactly.
I mean, cancer is exploding, but why even worry about that?
And the viruses attack you, and you're completely shut down. So you eat this food, you take the flu shots, and you eat this food, it turns off your genes.
Honeybees die when they eat it.
Yes, exactly.
But dying is good.
And now we have a verifiable proof that this is happening. It's not just, well, it turns off your immune system and it does some stuff to your body.
Well, the Washington Post reported that farmers have to plant with these GM crops a sanctuary crop that humans don't eat just for the bugs to live because they don't want to kill all the bugs. They just want to get the poison food to us. That sounds totally reasonable. That doesn't sound like a sci-fi nightmare hiding in plain view or anything, Anthony.
Exactly.
Like the IBM robot called Watson that will decide which troops not get health care to at the government website, admitting it. I mean, that's not a big deal, killing the troops.
No, and I know. And we might as well be speaking orchestra now because the thing is, this is probably the biggest health news ever. I mean, if we could understand this, we would wipe out.
Now, get into the studies that you broke down, because this is also a plug here. This is how we fund the operation. We did sell out yesterday of roughly a third of Ancient Defense. We did a limited run a few months ago, didn't promote it, got your reviews. I've been using it for about 6 months before we even had it. We sold out of that, got a big shipment in, instead of selling it for $19.95, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex. I said, look, I'm not taking the flu shot. I want to try to protect myself and my family. I want to boost my immune system. What are the known herbs and extracts that are accepted in studies, documented to defend the immune system from bacteria and viruses? And we went out, sourced it, but then there were a few that we didn't get because they were so expensive. I want to come out with a low-cost, high-quality line called Right Side. Now, similar ones are 35 to 50 more for very similar formulas. This is $14.95. Normally $19.95. I'm discounting it. That's why it's selling out. People recognize this is a big 2 ounce bottle, concentrated. It tastes incredibly rich and good. A lot of different flavors in this. It's got like 20 different known superfoods in it. Elderberry, flower. I mean, go over what's in this and the studies we've got of what it does.
Echinacea, ginger, golden seal, elderberry are some of the key ones that we put in there specifically hand chosen. But the key thing to understand to me, and all of this culminates into this.
But we picked stuff that's super high quality, but also isn't super expensive, but is known, and then we source the highest quality and then cut the price in half, basically.
Exactly. And then we have, you know, Right Side to be on the right side of your health, to be on the right side of the initiative, anti-big pharma. And then we have InfoWars Life for super high quality, super powerful, mega ingredients. But to understand why we're talking about all this, why we're always talking about these key ingredients like elderberry and ginger and everything like that, why we're pushing this because we believe in it, is to understand that these...
This is what we're doing. Read them the studies about this stuff.
Okay. So when you activate your immune system again, which can be done, everyone listening right now can do that. If you activate your immune system, you will produce mannose-binding lectins. Again, those are the things that block viruses. And if you do that, if you activate your immune system, you can produce them again. And some of the research here, when you start turning your immune system on, researchers from Dallas Medical University found that sepsis patients had they were recovering completely. Tuberculosis, they had significantly – everyone who had tuberculosis in these studies, they had lower blood levels of mannose-binding lectins, so their immune system was shut down. People that were dying of pneumonia were found to have virtually no mannose-binding lectins, so their immune systems have been turned off. So everyone has been turned off, essentially. There's a switch in your body, a light switch, you know, with a huge light bulb.
And you die of cancer when you...
When you switch it off, it could be anything. That's what's so amazing.
It could be a bacteria, it could be a virus, it could be a cancer in your body.
Sinus infections were found to attack people with low levels of this. Rheumatoid arthritis, ovarian cancer, influenza A, the flu, different cystic fibrosis, candida. Candida.
Now, tie this into the studies of why elderberry and things goes after the viruses. Explain it.
Exactly. So what happens is once you start taking things like elderberry, elderberry's been found by PubMed, National Library of Medicine, to go in and reduce the length of the flu, because what happens is it starts turning that light switch up gradually to back on, turning your immune system's light switch back on. And if you can fully put it on, then you're just evaporating things and attacking the cell walls of viruses. But everyone's is probably pretty low, maybe mid-grade. Even really healthy people are a little bit up, but it's not on yet. That light bulb is not fully on. You know, it's pulsing with some electricity, but if you can give your body what it needs to turn that light bulb on, once again, the immune system will just go full force and you'll...
You showed the studies from PubMed and stuff yesterday. Do you have those in front of you now?
They're not in here right now because we already covered them, but I'll talk about specifically the PubMed studies showing that...
Guys, do me a favor. Run in the other studio. It's on the right-hand side where he was at, unless they cleaned it off and bring him in here. Or just type in elderberry PubMed study flu. Go ahead.
There's over 144 different ones. Just for elderberry, ginger as well, echinacea, that's why everyone's used it for so long. And they found this 100% true when we look at the documents from 1,000 years ago where they wrote in their books, you know, like we, for some reason when he's affected by this, we give him, you know, echinacea or elderberry, their equivalents are Jewish.
That's why it's called ancient defense. This exactly. is the known stuff in every culture that they would take when this was happening. And now we have it proven today in studies. And the reason it's such a bombshell issue, I've got three children. I don't want to get sick. I don't want them to get sick and die. I'm giving them this. They haven't gotten sick or the flu yet. Knock on wood, praise God. But it's the studies. Does it mean it's perfect? Does it mean it's bulletproof? Does it mean it'll stop at 100%? No. But the flu shot doesn't even protect you, lowers your immune system in mainline announcements. So why isn't the medical system promoting this? Because doctor's visits and drugs and hospital stays make tens of thousands of dollars. This is $14.95. It's simply put, and pretty much anybody can put out high-quality products like this, so it's not something they can patent. That's another reason the system is against it and waging war against it.
Exactly. And when MSNBC comes on and says, don't take the flu shot, it doesn't work, something's wrong. You know, and the great thing is you can take this and start turning on, you know, that light switch with these extracts. And the difference is you're not taking something like, let's say, Tamiflu. Tamiflu, they expanded the expiration date just so they could sell it.
The British government's talking about indicting them. That's in the BBC saying it actually makes people sick and doesn't help them.
And yet they spent billions of dollars on it here in the United States and the UK. They spent billions of dollars subsidizing it so they could push it on the public for the biggest flu season ever.
It's simple, folks. You need sunshine. You need vitamin C. You need all the what is it that's in the elderberry and all these other things? I mean, I know that we were just showing some of the mainline studies. In fact, he just brought them into you. But have they discovered what it is in the elderberry and other juices that is turning these back on?
So obviously it's a medley of things. You know, there's different chemical compounds inside of every single herb like that, and there's different vitamins, nutrients inside of that. That's why you can have something like, you know, let's say ginger, and inside of ginger could be different chemical compounds that we also don't even know. They just found a new vitamin in potatoes a year ago. I mean,
Well, it's like ginger is known as a powerful anti-inflammatory.
Yes, exactly. Or it's like, you know, if you eat a carrot, it has a medley of vitamins. Well, so do numerous herbs. But one example of the studies we're talking about, this is as far back as 1995, which is amazing because we could fund this.
That's a PubMed study, right?
If the government went in and funded this instead of Big Pharma, we'd already be 50 million light years ahead of where we are. We would not be getting these sicknesses. So elderberry appears to be safe and effective treatment for influenza A and B. Again, from 1995, this is on PubMed. And again, PubMed is basically the National Library of Medicine, which all the top universities worship. So they freak out when something comes out that says, you know, elderberry wipes out the flu. Or when they say high fructose corn syrup, which happened last month, high fructose corn syrup's making you fat, sick, and you're killing
and grows cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my friends is a cancer survivor, and they told her, do not, mainline cancer scientist, doctor, one of the top ones in San Antonio, said, do not drink high fructose corn syrup. It turns cancer cells on. So the good news is it's getting into medical science as well. Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex, available at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Do 5 more minutes with us, Anthony. I want you to finish up. Go to those studies.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.